For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. Illinois is the first state in the nation to require insurance companies to cover a debilitating childhood disease. Charlie's Law was signed recently, helping children who suffer from pediatric autoimmune neuropsychiatric disorder. State officials say pediatric autoimmune neuropsychiatric disorder affects 1 in 200 kids in the United States. One round of treatment can cost up to $15,000. Also, a private foundation is gearing up to sell naming rights to buildings at Illinois State Fairground. A legal opinion issued recently gives the Illinois Fairgrounds Foundation permission to sign deals with building sponsors in Springfield and DuQuoin. Foundation leaders say they could have venues sponsored by the time this year's fair opens, August 10th. Funds from naming rights would cover fairground maintenance. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop. When the Democrats' evidence-based school funding reform measure gets to the governor's desk, the governor's promised to sign an amendatory veto. It's just unclear what happens then. Democratic State Senator Donnie Trotter put a procedural hold on the bill after it passed both chambers back in May. He said in a statement he's aware of the time constraints and would expect the school funding legislation to be on the governor's desk sooner rather than later. Governor Bruce Rauner has already signaled an amendatory veto. When that happens, politics professor Kent Redfield said, there are several possible outcomes.
Once the governor issues an amendatory veto, if the legislature does not act on it affirmatively, either to override or accept, then the bill dies.
Some kind of evidence-based funding model, which the state does not currently have, is required in the budget imposed by the legislature. The Republican plan, which nixes what they say is a Chicago Public Schools bailout, was never brought up for a vote. This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop.